This is John Batchelor, an excerpt from a conversation with David Maxwell from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about Kim Jong-un and threats from Pyongyang, from North Korea. Recently, Kim Jong-un has been much in the news because of selling weapons, missiles, and artillery shells to Russia. The question here is Kim part of the axis of resistance because he's a supplier? Is Kim eager to go ahead and fight a war with South Korea? He said most recently that he no longer believes in reuniting the peninsula. He believes that South Korea is his number one enemy. It sounds like talk, but is it talk with a purpose? The question here is, does Moscow need, does Beijing need Kim to start a border war, a regional provocation in some fashion? David Maxwell has a lengthy answer that's very careful about the possibilities separating Beijing and Moscow. Here's David Maxwell, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy.
Well, I think a proxy war in Korea is not a proxy war. It will be a world war. If there's war on the Korean Peninsula, I think that's what we must understand. And your opening premise in your question, North Korea is connected throughout the world. It is supporting Hamas. It is providing support to Russia. It is providing missile technology to Iran. It is providing weapons to conflict areas throughout Africa and the Middle East. And so, and I think that this axis of authoritarians, China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, is very dangerous, as you say. That said, I have heard from my friends from North Korea, escapees, who are in fact worried about Putin putting pressure on Kim Jong-un to do something as a distraction. But I think Xi Jinping, it has long been their policy of no war on the Korean Peninsula. And I think war on the Korean Peninsula would backfire on the Chinese. But I do believe that Xi Jinping does try to influence Kim Jong-un and does want him, both Putin and Xi Jinping desire Kim Jong-un to create dilemmas for the United States. And I think we're going to see that. However, what you said that Xi Jinping could force him to do something, I think that based on history, based on the Kim family regime, no one can force Kim Jong-un to do anything. And I think Kim Jong-un will act and in his own best interests. These relationships with China and Russia are purely transactional and not based on any kind of personal trust and long-term relationship. These relationships have always been fraught with friction throughout history. So I don't think he could be forced to do that. But I do think that Xi is certainly happy with Kim Jong-un as a cutout, providing weapons and ammunition to Russia, so China does not have to do that. But I think that starting a war, I don't think that Xi Jinping would want that. Putin might want that as well, but I don't think Xi wants that.
More of this later. Thank you.